Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hello.
Hey, Queen.
Happy Halloween.
Hey, Clown.
Well, that, judging by the looks of it, that's what everyone decided to dress up as this year.
Oh, well,
I won't say that for everyone. I'll just say certain, you know, if you're in a rave of 400 people in a warehouse, maybe this wasn't your year.
No. Well, hope we make it to next year, because yep. I just teased what my costume was going to be, but we'll have to wait till next year, and hopefully I have the same waistline, because it's not going to work. I know, I was so naive.
Well, this is the night to do it. This is the blue moon.
To do what?
To manifest your goals.
Oh. Well, that's not really a priority right now, but... dear Blue Moon, I really want to have a 22-inch waist by October 2021 so I can be Jessica Rabbit for Halloween. Yeah, and world peace.
Wait, is that really your...
Yeah, I'm going to go shout that to the moon tonight. Priorities.
Yeah, I'm going for be alive. And then anything else is just gravy, so I'll mm-hmm. add it to the list.
Love that. Well, hello everyone, and welcome back to another episode of
Legends Only,
your weekly pop culture podcast where we talk about
Legends Only.
All right, so as always, we would like to say Happy Halloween, but well, it was like technically like yesterday if you're listening mm-hmm. to this, so it's now November.
Yeah, happy November.
It was November, so I was giving an autumn in New York moment.
Can you fucking believe it?
I like to not think about it, but yeah, it's November. When I brought out the fan and then I just put it away to bring out the heater and realized I haven't moved since March,
mm-hmm. it was
that
cold.
Was a moment to remember.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's fucking freezing now. I was like, oh, I need to take out a winter coat.
Yeah.
Okay, got it. Cool. Great. But anyway, to start off, we would like to give a huge thank you and a shout out to all of our Patreon supporters, our Legends Only fans on patreon.com/legendsonly. We just finished our first and maybe only, I don't know, book club where we went through all four parts of the Mariah Carey memoir. Sadly, it's over, but yeah.
Memories live on. Yes, our first and only book that we've ever read. You can listen now on patreon.com/legendsonly.
Yes, it will be up there forever. So, you know, you didn't miss out. You're not late to the party, but...
No, it would be a great festive Christmas retro moment gift for you and your loved ones.
Mm-hmm. Highly recommend the audiobook. Mm-hmm. Did you see... that Mariah had a cameo. Speaking of
sure
like
did.
Spooking and not spooking, whatever.
tricking and treating and all of that.
The tricks and the treats. So the Sanderson sisters did a reunite. I almost said a reunion.
She did. Well, oh my God, Wendy just popped out.
Shut up. We're going to talk about that. What were we talking about? What was I just saying?
A Sanderson sister nation.
Yeah. Oh my God, I'm going to faint. I'm laughing so hard. And I'm standing up, so we can't laugh hard. I'll literally faint. If you hear like a giant crash. No, I'm kidding. I need to breathe.
She needs resuscitation after the Sandersonation.
Yeah, the reunion of the Sanderson sisters got together for charity, which was very amazing. I loved what they did. And at the end, I guess Mariah had a cameo where Bette Midler knocked on the door and Mariah answered and was like, scam, it's my turn now.
It was really a perfect moment. Now, at this point, she has been dubbed the Queen of Christmas. And so it's like, she really owns the holiday, which
she does.
Iconic. So yeah, she opens the door and there's a giant festive display behind her. And she's like, get out of here. It's my time now. And she also did that thing on Twitter. This has become a yearly tradition where like some like stat bro will post the charts of like when people start searching for All I Want for Christmas Is You, and the bump just started and she RT'd and said, not yet.
No.
She really does own December 1st through 31st.
She does. I mean, and all New the Year's. Memes about her like coming out of the sea for December. Like
back to December all the time. Well, yeah, so, here we are.
Well, shit.
Another week. Speaking of, okay, so everyone has been waiting for us to discuss this.
I thought, you know, as soon as this happened, I said, well, this episode's about to take a sharp turn. Like, it literally was like, scrap everything on the news section because this is now our new episode.
I can't get enough of it. Like, I can't stop.
Well, why don't we tell everybody what that is?
Okay, so there is a show on TV called The Masked Singer.
Some Republicans believe that this was a conspiracy theory TV show created in order to predict the pandemic and that it was assisting people in learning how to wear masks.
What?
Yes.
Did you just make that up?
No, there is, you know, the same crazy politicians who are like, Beyonce is actually an Italian named Anne-Marie Lastrassi.
Oh, right. Yeah.
They have also speculated that The Masked Singer was meant intentionally to, like, I don't know, inspire mask wearing.
Have y'all never heard of fucking Halloween? Like, has Halloween not been a holiday for the past 32 years of my life? What the fuck are y'all talking about?
There is a person, Deanna Lorraine, Deanna for Congress, said, I find it very interesting how the show The Masked Singer hit America in January 2019, a bit over a year before they started forcing us to wear masks. It's almost like they were beginning to condition the public that masks were normal and cool. The media is demonic. Well, Deanna.
Deanna, whatever the fuck your fucking name is. Halloween has been around for like the past, since the 1700s or whenever. And you wear masks.
History
on Halloween.
With T. Kyle.
Yeah.
That's right.
I know. I when I dressed up as a little witch with a mask on in kindergarten, I was
definitely... Oh, did you have to dress up?
Yeah, I was... Oh. I wore nails, too. I was ahead of my time.
Oh, wow.
I know. 31 years ago, I was definitely preparing for 2020 and getting ready to own the libs with a pandemic. Deanna, whatever your name is. What a fucking idiot.
Such an idiot. I can't. Meanwhile, it's based on a South Korean show that started like 5 years ago at least. So anyway,
it's literally Dancing with the Stars for like singing.
Yes. Also, I would agree that it is demonic, but just for different reasons.
Well, it did give Kelly Osbourne a moment at the beginning of the year.
It did. And another moment
and
that
Patty.
We're about to get into.
Yeah. Who else has been on it that's been?
There were a lot of surprises. Like, I feel like
Nicole
the surprise.
Scherzenberger.
She judges it.
Honestly, I feel like it's a conspiracy leading up to this moment that we're about to discuss right now. Nicole it Scherzenberger.
That's a conspiracy theory I'm actually interested in.
Yes. Okay, so anyway, The Masked Singer, whatever, is a show where like you go on in a mask and you sing. So
the concept of The Masked Singer is basically, you know, singing while wearing masks.
Yeah. So Brad texted me the other night, and it is this gigantic lip just sitting on a stool.
A bionic lip.
A bionic lip singing. And I feel like we should just play it right now. I'm just going to insert the audio.
I think we need to.
Yeah, a little vamping. Ooh, ooh, ooh. No one opens the door. Poor native New Yorker. Here I go. Oh.
Fox is gonna, don't sue me. I've given you more promo for this fucking clip in the past 72 hours than you'll ever get. Okay, so I don't even know where to begin discussing this today.
No, I don't either. I guess probably the...
What was that?
The fact that she couldn't get through 1 second before everyone was like, oh my God, that's literally Wendy Williams.
It has been stuck in my head for 72 hours. I can't stop watching. I can't stop thinking about it.
There are so many moments in it.
Yeah.
Vocally, it's very complex.
Yeah. A little vamping. Ooh, ooh,
a little vamping.
Ooh. Ha, native New Yorker.
Here I go.
Here I go. Like, she can't.
She has to talk throughout her entire performance.
Yeah. No one opens the door. Nuh-uh. There's just so many layers. And then if you watch it back, I mean, she's just a gigantic lip sitting on a fucking stool, not moving, surrounded by like probably dancers. Thousands of dollars worth of lipsticks. Like, did you just notice the lips hanging everywhere and the lipsticks?
Those were the discarded Jaclyn Hill lipsticks that we've talked about. This literally, you know, Jaclyn was supposed to be the giant lip, but she canceled.
Too much hair. Also, she like sort of hit notes.
Oh, she did, honestly. When she said, here I go, she was preparing you.
Yeah.
It was very Christina NBA performance, New York, New York.
Oh,
coming out of that apple.
Literally.
That was the blueprint.
All she needed was the bionic lip anal bead mic.
Honestly, this was definitely an ahead of its time performance. It was very bionic. It will stand the test of time. I think it was fantastic. That was art pop if I've ever seen it.
I just can't stop laughing. Like, it's, I really, so can't. Good.
I love the like fake guesses that they have to do because they can't make it too obvious.
What was
there were some.
Wait, how does it work? If you're like a mass singer, you go on.
Happens? You go on and it's week by week, and the judges very obviously have to be like, I don't know. Is that Adele? And it's like,
what was that?
No, Adele's not going to, she's not booking this stage. And my dog agrees. And honestly, they do nothing except for like keep the show moving along essentially, but you do eventually vote people off week by week by how terrible they are. And
wait, but didn't Wendy get voted off?
Yeah, because they were just like, well, we can't.
Like, she couldn't hold a note, so we're voting her off.
Right. And I feel like that's part of the appeal of the show is like you're almost waiting for the worst ones because they're the most surprising reveals sometimes. So,
gotcha.
Because, you know, the ones who make it to the end they have some sort of skill or they were singers already. And so, yeah, we had Queen of Radio, Queen of Daytime TV, Queen of Causing Alarm Among Fans Every Week. Wendy Williams.
Oh, there's so many layers to that whole performance because it's like Nicole Scherzinger is a judge.
Yes,
you have Jenny McCarthy, who's like, Sharknado, thank you so much, Tara.
Interview.
Thank you so much, Wendy. Good luck on season 12.
It's a lot. It's a cultural clash of the ages.
Now, and also, know what else I noticed?
What?
Is the audience fake?
I think it is, or they used old audience footage. I don't remember, but I know that they did
old audience clips.
Because I know that they did shoot it through the quarantine, so they had to do something.
Wow. Well, I can't get enough of it. I already made a meme.
You made several.
I've done a lot. You know, mentally, I'm here and I'm going to be here for a while. So,
this has provided plenty of content for the next few weeks.
Oh, absolutely. So, like, highlight of 2020. Did not have that on my bingo card. I'll tell you that.
No. Wendy Williams' Masked Singer was not there, but it should have been. In hindsight, should have known better.
Okay. So, before we get off of Wendy, for a second, shall we discuss some recent happenings a little bit?
Oh, God. Yes. So,
now, what Friday was this?
This was the 28th.
Okay.
Not the 28th. The
one before that.
23rd.
Yes. It's the one where she's in the black, like, jumpsuit, a serve.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. So the girls are chatting about this episode.
The fact that they uploaded it is truly beyond me, but so
I don't know what's going on. I don't want to make assumptions.
No, I hope she's okay. In all seriousness, I hope this is not a scary situation, but something was clearly awry. She was mumbling, fumbling, going off track. She could not even get out one story. What's his name? Kept trying to help her.
Norman.
She got on she played the shoe cam and she became entranced by that.
Me.
She played it over and over. Very you. People are saying a lot of things in the comments, but mostly it's concern. And we also hope that Miss Wendy is okay. It was a shocking display. And then to follow that up with the Masked Singer was just, it's too much. It's a lot. But hopefully everything's okay and we're hoping the best for her.
Yes. We know that she's had like a health struggle. So like I'm not, let me get serious for a second. I'm not laughing at Wendy's, like, you know, everyone gets it, I feel like.
Oh, right. Yes. She's gone through the divorce, the health struggles, the everything.
Quarantine,
of the year.
Pandemic, quarantine. Going back to the studio, 2020. I mean, there's
plenty.
I can't, you know, hold it against anyone. I'm not, like, I have insomnia. I know you've shared, like, you don't sleep.
No, never.
So, like, that can even, I mean, I'm not saying that that's what it is. But, you know, there's a lot of shit going on. We just hope that everyone's doing well.
Absolutely. That's all we can hope for. So,
try and get outside. Try and get a little, you know, exercise, sleep, self-care.
That's right.
Singing, if you need to, in the shower.
That's right, Becky G.
Dancing in the mirror, a little vamping. Ooh, ooh,
little
ooh.
Vamping. Oh. Yes. Breathe in, breathe out.
Yeah. She was good this week, though.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe she had to take a red eye to go film The Masked Singer and then had to come back and didn't sleep. You never know.
Well, you just don't
know.
Okay.
You never know. I've been there, so I can't judge.
Exactly. Well. Speaking of shoe cam, I think it's time to talk about some fashion.
Well, speaking of shoe cam, she's got music, and know who else has music?
Oh, we have music?
Us.
High fashion! So editorial.
Guys, this is awesome. This is a billboard. This is super high fashion.
Oh my God, that's so high fashion.
So high fashion.
All right, ladies. So we hope that you were dressing up at home.
Yeah, for Halloween. Hope everyone is having a safe, happy Halloween at home.
Or you might be hungover still.
Very likely, doing what you did. The girls were also out and about / at home dressing up.
Now, how do you feel about that?
Oh, about dressing up?
No, like, Well, we
I opposed as somebody who does not wear clothes often. But
like the people who dress up and they just take pictures at home. I mean, I guess it's fun.
I mean, what are we going to do? Like, I feel it's like true. People are miserable already. You know, if you want to put on a Power Rangers outfit at home, then that's what you got to do. And I also think, you know, if you're responsible and doing what you're doing with close friends and family, we got to find some way to survive this. So
yeah.
I am down for that. Now, a 400-person rave in Brooklyn, I'm gonna call foul. But
I know. We're also recording this on the brink of Halloween night, so who
right.
knows the shenanigans. It's a fucking
shenanigans,
full moon.
Fuckery. There will be very tasteless coronavirus costumes. That's inevitable. Definitely going to be that. You know, clowns will clown.
What were you going to be for Halloween this year?
I was going to be nothing, but oh. I think we've decided Wolverine for 2021. Yeah. So I think I'm going to keep going with that.
I saw someone comment in Discord. They were like, oh my God, Wolverine was a short king.
Yeah, everyone DM'd me after and they were like, canonically, he's 5'3". So you're actually taller than him.
Wow.
So, I know. I'm like, that does not happen often. So I'm going to run with it and get those claws out and I guess grow the sideburns in a little more and we'll make it happen. So Wolverine, how about you?
Well, I was going to be Jessica Rabbit.
God. And you would really kill that.
Oh, I was a little naive. I'm not going to lie. I started planning this in like May. I think I texted the group chat.
You did have the wig.
Yeah. So I got the wig first and then I had... the gown, like I was gonna have someone work on the gown for me. I was gonna do a custom fit. I was gonna do like duct tape, make my waist like literally 4 inches wide. I have the breastplate picked out.
Ugh.
So I was like prepping it.
You're ready.
I was like, oh, I thought by fall. I was so naive thinking that, you know, everyone was gonna be responsible. And so, you know, at least I'm prepared. I've got a 12-month lead for next year.
Plenty of time to pick out boobs.
Yeah.
Big no, boobs. You'll absolutely kill that. Yeah.
I know.
Now, one thing I would have loved this year, and it won't be relevant by next year, but an Among Us group moment, and we did talk about that in the group chat, that would have been really fun and cute and probably easy if everyone got the same outfit in different colors.
Yeah, I saw one walking in Central Park with a little floaty on their head.
Yeah, very cute, very fun.
Yeah, and, you know, built-in mask, but...
Anyway. Yeah, true. Anywho, some of the girls have been posting up already their outfits to, you know, to different varying degrees of iconic. A shout out to Sweetie for me personally. She did a Destiny's Child recreation and RuPaul. And in my opinion, she's actually been killing it. Her looks this Halloween have been...
It was
been...
giving a very classic high fashion look.
She literally was. I'm always going to love a nod to the legends. You know, she gave us a Bootylicious cover makeover, which is iconic. And she also did RuPaul's Drag Race standing next to the giant lipstick. Lipstick is just a theme this week.
Wow.
But, yeah.
Universe.
So, yes, the My Type queen came through with that. And now I'll also give a shout out to Lil Nas X, who came through... as Nicki Minaj, but more importantly, caved in and just called himself Nas Miraj, which was the name of his Stan account before he became famous. And he denied that for years or months, whatever, how long he's been famous. And after it was exposed, he's just fully leaning in. And, you know, the Barbs are celebrating. It was a serve. And I mean, it was a super bass recreation. And the more iconic thing that has come out of it inevitably is that there's now all of these like right wing people are freaking out about like emasculated men and stuff because of it. And he's like RTing all of it, laughing at them as he should.
What?
I mean, the fragility of society. There
what
are people being like, there are people that are like, well, now doesn't everyone else think that like Lil Nas X is an industry plant to make our kids like deny God? Like, literally, those are the things he's retweeting. And he's like, I put on a wig.
Can we start our own planet?
Well, we tried. It's called Chromatica.
like,
there's only one person on it at the moment, but...
Yeah, me still listening to 1,000 Doves on repeat.
I know. It's...
Shut the fuck up!
Everyone's so fucking stupid.
Shut up. Shut the I can't. Like, anyway.
Anyway, he did a great job.
They're just mad that they can't get a girl with tits that look that fucking good. That's why they're tweeting about it. Anyway.
That's true. He expressed himself so well. We're very proud. And yeah. Well, shout out to Lil Nas X.
And shout out to tits. So speaking of tits, I would have served a chess plea like that too.
Yes.
Like, to be very
That's
clear.
True.
And
yeah.
Jessica Rabbit's an icon. So one day I can pull that off. So eventually. But speaking of tits, so we unstan, but Kendall Jenner was kind of standing or serving as Pamela Anderson. Now, I mean, like, this was a serve, but like, I unstan.
Yeah, after Kim Kardashian's version of Summer Fun, Private Island, all tested,
okay,
wearing masks.
Let's get into this really quickly. So, if you don't know, there was, because you know, the gays are always ahead of their time. We set trends, clearly. I don't even remember the name of who it was.
What?
The Private Island. I'm trying to give the girls context for.
Oh, I don't remember either which Private Island she went to.
No. I mean, like, the reference you just made.
Oh, the gays?
Yeah.
I don't know where they went either.
Yeah, me neither. But... I didn't.
Oh, Kim went to Tahiti, but anyway.
Oh, so months ago, these white gays went to a private island and they posted a photo and the caption was like, private island, all tested, negative, wearing masks. And there was the little emojis and it became a meme.
It became a meme.
So this becomes a meme. I think you posted about it. I posted about it.
Fast forward. I mocked it recently. Yeah. Yep.
Fast forward to this week. Kim Kardashian literally does the same exact thing, but it is exponentially worse and more tone deaf. So she does this Twitter thread for her 40th birthday. Now, I am on record of saying in the past that I like Kim. She was very nice and sweet when I interacted with her. I have no, like, whatever. You know,
yeah,
jam,
I think I'm on record
for
saying I hate the Kardashians and always have. But anyway.
You are. You were ahead of your time. We should have always listened to Moomoo's.
Oh, God. Yeah, I will give you, though, the Kendall look is absolutely a serve. It's like, it gives you the Barbarella, like, not Barbarella, the barbed wire Pam Anderson. And she's, to be fair, her flag says vote.
Yeah. Cool.
I would love her to clarify not to, you know, vote for Kanye, but.
Right. That,
anyway, I'm not going to go down that road. It's all a fucking mess, but she does look good. Yes. It also gives you like Sable vibes.
Yes.
So. Ugh.
Can we do a whole
episode? It all comes
episode.
Back to Sable.
It really does. Can we just do an episode where we go back and talk about our first legends?
Yeah, we really should.
Okay, coming soon.
Yeah.
We say that a lot.
Yeah.
Leave us alone. We're trying to survive. So Kim Kardashian does this Twitter thread of photos that are from a private island. She's like, you know, all my friends tested negative, weeks of quarantine, blah, blah, blah. You know, we just wanted to feel like life was normal for a little bit. First of all, no one's life is anything like your life is never like anyone else's. So, like, what are you talking about? Second of all, no one can afford to just go and test like 50 people privately and then ship them off to an island for 2 weeks. Like, that's not quarantine, bitch. That's a fucking vacation. That is an escape that no one can afford.
Yeah.
It takes 2-3 hours to get tested here in New York. And then you have to wait 2 weeks to even get your results back, which by then they're irrelevant. So get a scrapbook. Go to fucking Michael's Crafts.
Go to get a scrapbook.
Buy yourself a printer and put them in the scrapbook and log out. I can't. Like, just the tone deafness is just... Kim, there's literally people dying.
Yeah, I don't like them. I fucking don't like them. But,
to that
you know
point.
What? Good for her. Happy 40th.
Yeah.
And, thank you for displaying your wealth. That was important for us to see. And also for having a husband who's running for president. That's great. Anyway.
She also made things worse, in my opinion, by then tweeting the gift that Kanye got her.
Oh my God, Jesus Christ. Yep, the hologram.
The hologram. Now, I will say, to be fair and objective here, this is literally a Black Mirror episode. There was like a Black Mirror episode that did this, covered this. And I was like, oh, wow, you know, I'm all for technology and things innovating in the future, you know, et cetera. However, no one can afford that.
No, no, of course not. And also, I find it personally terrifying. But yes. If it was touching for her, then that is all that matters. And I hope that that was very sentimental for her. And I still just don't really ever want to hear about her. But
yeah, I feel like we need to unstan after this episode.
Oh, there's fully. Never been a stanning. Yeah. But I've never. No.
Yeah.
But
So nice to see that Kim gets hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of innovative technology while people are having funerals on fucking Zoom. But anyway, I digress.
Anyway.
What were we talking?
Fashion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great.
Well, we're going to get into some more fashion moments, actually, as we get into our next segment.
Right.
Which is all of the new music of the week.
Now, this new music Friday needs to get off my neck.
Oh, that's true.
Another
kind of snap.
Massive one.
Yeah.
I just, like, I get it. I feel like everyone's trying to cram it in, but like.
Well, I wish I was cramming it in, but not this year.
Oh. What?
There's nothing cramming than 2020. Anyway.
Well, Brad, good luck.
Okay, so new music. There was too much again.
Yeah.
I feel like we have so much extra time, but like I can't keep up. Does anyone else feel that way?
I don't like how it's spaced, which is there is no space. I don't love New Music Friday because I feel, first of all, it drops at midnight. Everyone rushes to listen to everything at the same time. All the press releases come out at the same time. It's just very like, I wish things were staggered. I get it because of like charts and sales and stuff that everyone has the same amount of time to chart, but it's frustrating for me. I wish it was in the morning, first of all, and not at midnight. But yeah, I just, when they throw it at you, it's all at once. And then I feel like a lot of things get lost in the shuffle.
Right. Like I still want to, you know, I feel like I'm not done with Chromatica yet. And like there's already.
No,
like,
you are not done with Chromatica.
10 new eras that have just flown past me.
And neither is she. We better put this in high fashion editorial. Well, there is one thing that we did. Miss Gaga is doing everything in her power to encourage the youth to vote. And that includes going into her closet, dragging out the Joanne hat, the cheek-to-cheek frazzled wig that is definitely deflated by now, and even straight down to the poker face blue ensemble. It was poker face, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
She did this incredible montage where she's talking, but I'm not listening to her words because she's wearing every single era outfit except for Seashell Pansy Lady. I noticed Art Pop was kind of missing. And it was incredible because, I mean, it was like just this little career retrospective while she's like, get out there. You got to vote. We got to do this.
Literally. All of Lady Gaga's flop eras said, you better vote, bitch. I'm kidding. I'm joking. Chromatica was in there.
I know. She had a lot in there. I feel like Perfect Illusion had a moment, right? Was that plaid moment meant to be? Maybe that was meant to be art pop. I don't know.
I thought that was, whatchamacallit? Star is Born?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe. Right?
Too many legendary looks. But honestly, the biggest one that really shook the gaze was the highlighter yellow Monster Ball tour look, which is very much Gaga to me. And it was a moment.
And a recreation of the meat dress.
Yes, 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 yes.
I will say it was kind of nice to see these just simplified looks. It reminded me of, and this isn't, I'm not trying to like compare, but like kind of. Do you remember that Beyonce commercial where she's in the mirrors?
I was thinking of the Beyonce commercial. Yeah, like, totally.
It's cementing the fact that she has iconic looks. And like I said in the past episode, like a couple of weeks, I don't even know at this point.
Yeah.
Where I declared, oh, this might have been in, was it this VMA recap that we did?
Mm-hmm.
Where I declared that I feel like Lady Gaga has not, what's the word where you like rise up?
Attained like icon status.
Ascended. Is that the right
word? Yeah, ascended.
She has ascended into like legendary status, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And I feel like this commercial for voting did that, like shows that.
I agree 1000%. It was a really fun way to do it. And she added another one the next day where she wears three ridiculous outfits. Mm-hmm. One, she's like giving you a Kim Kardashian fantasy with like clearly padded butt. That's like lumpy.
Can I say I thought that was Trisha Paytas?
I mean, it kind of could be any of our LA socialites. Yeah. But yeah, very, very that. When you're just locked up at home and you're Lady Gaga, you have a giant wardrobe and you say, why not?
True.
So that is truly the high fashion editorial moment.
And I will say props to her for fearlessly putting her voice out there.
Yeah, she's a loud and proud, and she went viral with her ballot drop-off moment where she strutted out to Babylon in those like thigh-high boots and a Chromatica like sweatshirt. What did she
My
say?
Stephanie
she
was, like, Giromato.
Ballot drop-off realness.
Yeah.
Something like that. She's doing what she can.
And then didn't Katy Perry do it after?
Yeah, I believe so. She praised Gaga. Well,
Divas Live 2021. Yeah.
Yeah. Divas Live. Yeah. Madison Beer. Lady Gaga.
Oh, God. Well, we're going to be talking about her in a second.
We will be, finally. Yes. So let's get into the new music recommendations. Let's kick off with one of yours.
Okay. Yeah. So this one's kind of out of nowhere. So Tiwa Savage, who we talked about previously with the song Temptation. Mm-hmm. Temptation. Mm-hmm. has a new album out and it's really good. I feel like I was listening to it and it was just like I was working and I was just listening to music in the background. And then I got up, I was like, oh, I need to get myself some water. And I just started like shimmying over to the kitchen and it just makes you like move and it's upbeat. And the instruments are like so organic and just beautiful. And I love the richness of this. It made me very happy. It's a very different sound for me. Like normally I go like trash Jersey, but like, yeah, it's good. And there's a song called Glory on it. That's actually
Glory.
Yeah.
An homage.
Mm-hmm. So start there.
Yeah. Well, we're going all over the place, actually, international, this new Music Friday. I'm going to give a shout out to CL of To Anyone fame and also solo star in her own right. She is finally kicking off this solo career after years of setbacks and Scooter Braun fuckery. Nothing new there. And she has two songs out, Hua and Five Star. She performs Hua on James Corden and kills it in a museum in Seoul. She is such a fucking star and the material has never really lived up to who she truly is, in my opinion. But I think we're getting closer. And Hua gives me like Uffy vibes, actually, a little bit. And I'm into it. Five Star, very like trap pop. It's good. And she finally has an album coming called Alpha next month. So I will be waiting and seeing. But yes, as far as legends in the K-pop industry, CL is right up there. And she really was one of the earlier ones who led the charge. She was the first K-pop artist to perform on Corden on Late Late Show in like 2014. So we love a boundary breaker. And yeah, I love CL. Then I think it's time that we talk about Miss Peep.
Yes. Dula Peep.
So Dua is also going slightly international, but she is expanding Future Nostalgia. Now, I think this is leading to Future Nostalgia Side B, whatever they're going to call that, because she did the DaBaby remix of Levitating, and now she did a collab with, I think it's going to be Anjali. I don't know how to say it out loud, but Angel or Anjali. She is a Belgian singer. She had some smashes for the past 2 years And this is her first like crossover moment. It's called Fever. This actually gives me more Dua first album vibes, a la Kiss and Makeup, New Rules. Very sexy. Ian Kirkpatrick produced it and Julia Michaels co-wrote it. I love it. Now, the lyrics might be a little touchy given the moment, but yes.
Oh, what are you saying? That maybe she wouldn't have a fever if she wasn't having COVID parties.
Get out of here.
We are frightened of Cornova.
No, I'm kidding. This is a bop. Okay.
And, you know, she likes hot things. She's hotter than hell. And now we're doing Fever. She's into a high temperature moment. And so it's very sexy. And hopefully this means, you know, this is two songs now that are new to Future Nostalgia. So hopefully this means that Normani song's coming and we're going to get the whole side B experience soon. So that's part of Future Nostalgia. Now, she also made an announcement. She's a busy girl. She's launching Studio 2054. The girls, as we had that blind item weeks ago, the girls are starting to do pay-per-view shows. Kylie's got...
Sable's Impact, truly.
Yes, Sable's Impact. Kylie's got Infinite Disco, and Billie Eilish had her production, and now Dua Peep is having Studio 2054. She described it as it's going to be a multidimensional giant warehouse. There's going to be roller disco raves. It's going to be different types of performers. It sounds like incredible. I am signing up for it. Their tickets are out now. She did a little live announcement with Sir Elton John, very legendary, where he went on a tangent. She asked him about Studio 54, and he was like, I was doing coke with Liza in the basement, and she proposed to me, and then I gave poppers to, like, he, like, spilled a lot of celebrity tea in that, like, short, nothing we didn't really know, but it was still very, it was so gossipy. It was really, really an entertaining listen. If you want to go watch that, that was really good. And yeah, she also said Club Future Nostalgia is getting a vinyl release during that IG. Like, they're just, I'm sorry. This whole era, and we're actually full circle because it's been a year of Don't Start Now. I just think she's killed it. So, very proud of this
duo. I love the name. It's brilliant.
Oh, God. Yeah, Studio 2054.
I mean, at this rate, that'll be the next year we get to go out, but...
Truly. So, she's doing the rehearsals, the...
And it's just one night only, right?
Yep, one night only. I think the thing of these shows is you can't see it anywhere else, not going to be rebroadcast. That's the appeal of paying for it. And then there's like a little after party if you pay for the more expensive ticket and you get to like chat with her in whatever way they're going to do that, which is really cool. And I'm into it. I'm down. And obviously the prices are very reasonable because of what this is versus a concert. Well, the prices for the duo one were in pounds, I believe. So I have to check what the pounds. What the translation. Well, because she's
I don't want pounds. here's the word pounds and runs away.
I'm not doing that.
What?
I am not. No. Okay. So on Ticketmaster, it says that if you want to do it, there's a VIP access and there's a regular, and they air four times, I believe. And the live stream is $11.99 and the VIP package is $20. And that includes a pre-show behind the scenes segment and then an after show with Dua and guest DJs. So
do you guys love clubbing? Are you dancers?
That'll be her on the stream, like with the VIP people.
That's reasonable. So like $20 US ish, right?
$20 US. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was the US translation.
I don't know what the conversion is.
Yeah, it's 11 for US dollars just to watch the show. And I mean, honestly, they're not getting their coin touring. I kind of feel like it's the least you can do, and it sounds like it's going to be a spectacular. So I'm definitely going to do it. I don't really. And then you kind of get a little thing that you can share. If your friends all watched at the same time, you can chat with each other. And that's kind of the best we can do for a live experience right now. So,
okay, I'm looking that one up.
Anyway,
I'll watch it. Isn't it Thanksgiving week?
It is. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'll be there.
Exactly.
Not doing anything else.
Right. So I'm into the idea. And I will also be watching Infinite Disco coming this week, if you're listening. We will be live chatting on Discord, I'm sure.
Yes, Saturday at 8 p.m. Eastern time.
What else is coming? Okay, so my next recommendation, Steps. Almighty co-ed camp pop troupe Steps dropped a new single called Something in Your Eyes. It is a cover of a Eurovision song, well, Melody Festivalen, Jenny Silver. It's called Something in Your Eyes. They really lean on ABBA here. It's super gay. Key change. I mean, it's just poppers a clock. It's very, very that. And once again, I wish there was a gay bar.
Sound to it.
It does. It does. It just makes me think of being in clubs and meeting gay people, which that is not something I do anymore. So yeah.
It reminds me of Gimme, Gimme, Gimme a Man After Midnight.
Which is ABBA, yes, as you recently learned.
Oh. Here
yes,
I go.
So, yes, very into that. I mean, they were going to have the What the Future Holds tour.
Oh, weren't you going to that?
Yeah, it's next year, next November. We'll see. I don't know. I mean, Lil Mix thinks they're going out in April, so who knows?
Yeah.
I don't know about that. November, I'll still hold on to that little hope. But
well, Brad,
April,
good luck.
Wendy Williams, like, ushering me into the airplane as a stewardess.
Honestly, other countries probably will.
Oh, true.
Yeah.
So we'll see what I do. But anyway, keeping things international, we're now going virtual with a
so good
international moment from KDA, League of Legends virtual girl group, released a new song.
Now, we know that some of the girls listening are gamers.
They are gamers.
So I feel, you know, normally when I tweet about video game stuff, it flops. So I'm always like, ugh. You know, cool. But I feel like people play League of Legends that listen. So shout out to y'all. Tweet us whoever your main is.
Uh-huh. And even if you don't, they're making this such a thing that it can exist outside of League, which is really cool.
Yeah. Well,
they've given them like a whole backstory.
Before we get into the actual song in the group, Bloomberg did an article this past week about virtual influencers.
And oh, God, they're making so much money.
The star of this article, like the storyline of the article, is KDA and Seraphine, who is like this character that is fake. She's CGI. She's a CGI queen of pop.
Mm-hmm.
And she is like the, is it called a byline? No.
No.
The
through line?
Sure. She's the point of the story, basically.
Oh, okay.
She's like the star of the story.
Okay.
And Seraphine is a fake queen of pop, and then she was an Instagram influencer, indie singer, not really. And then she gets recruited to be in this group called KDA, which is a fake girl group in League of Legends. That's pretty much the story.
Yes.
And they have songs we talked about in the past.
They do. They were originally voiced by Gyra Burns, Soyeon, and Miyeon of G. Now, I think it's called G Idol, but it might be. Anyway, I haven't heard these things said out loud. And of course, our queen of pop, Madison Beer. Rise up, beer cans, because she's back. And now we also have two new people. We have Seraphine, who is not real, voiced by Lexi Liu. And
is Lexi Liu real? I mean,
yes, Lexi Liu is real. She is a Chinese rapper / entertainer, singer, rapper, and songwriter. I didn't know about her, but now I do. And she is a big deal in her own right. She participated in all these different shows like The Rap of China and all these like reality TV shows. So she's on that as Seraphine. Seraphine has her own bops on Spotify. She covered All the Things She Said by Tattoo, which really, the layers of this are blowing my mind. But anyway, the group released a song called...
The amount of work that they put into that was unreal.
It's crazy. So now we have More, which is the latest song.
They literally gave Seraphine more promo. Like, they did more work to promo Seraphine than like RCA did to promote Glory.
Right. Well, you also have like an artist who is willing to do whatever because they can do whatever with her, which is such an interesting part of this whole thing, is like they can be everywhere. They can do anything you want them to do, which is, well, I mean, this is dated all the way back to Hatsune Miku and all of the virtual stars. But anyway, the girls are back. The original configuration's back of voices. It was written by Becca Boom, who does like all the Blackpink songs, which is why it definitely has that vibe. Also sounds like CLC. And I mean, I love it. I think it's a pretty solid follow-up to like Pop Stars, their first single.
It's a bop.
It is. They performed that at the League of Legends championship, whatever, except only Lexi was there. social distancing problems. And they have an EP coming this week called All Out, which features Kim Petras, Aluna of Aluna George, Twice, the K-pop girl group, and like all of these impressive names added to the list. I mean, I'm really ready for this EP.
I know. And the group chat knows this, but Madison Beer voices my fave in the girl group.
Yes, she voices Evelyn.
She does. And she has the best lyric on this song, in my opinion.
Which one is that?
What's higher than the top? That's me. Come take a look before looking at my feet. Like, it's very,
that's true.
I'm here, you're down there, bitch. Olds.
I mean, honestly, if you check Queen Beer's Spotify, if you ever want to check into her songs, she has a few. I was obsessed with Hurts Like Hell last year, but her EP, As She Pleases, I think you might actually like it.
The shit that I've seen, you don't have that many.
Besides just allegedly being mean to drag queens on Drag Race, I think she is very interesting.
I spent so much money on all those skins.
Yes, you bought skins for the game.
It was so embarrassing. You missed it. You weren't in the game that we played, but I bought all the brand new skins. So I'm looking like so chic. I'm like glowing and neon, looking rich and expensive and sparkly. I fucking flopped. I went like 2-18. It was so embarrassing.
But you looked good doing it.
That's true. But I looked
there
pretty.
You go. So if you'd like to check that out, if you're into K-pop, if you're into international pop, this is honestly, this is going to be something. This is already something. And I really think that this is like, for better or worse, the virtual thing is here to stay. And I think it's just getting bigger. The exciting part is that it's voices you know, it's K-pop groups you know, it's like, it's pop stars on the rise, which I think makes it like such an interesting blur. But anyway, get into KDA, get into Seraphine.
What video game character do we think should be a queen of pop next?
Wow. Well, I've always thought Princess Peach could really drop a fire single, but oh God.
I need Mercy from Overwatch to have a single.
That would be a good one. Yeah, Toadette would probably do a good Cardi B collab.
That just made me think of the Toad singing All I Want for Christmas Is You.
God.
Oh, Birdo.
Oh, Birdo would snap.
Gay icon, honestly.
I was always
time.
Birdo on Mario Kart, actually.
Yes, and Mario Tennis.
Yes, 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 yes.
Wait, did we just say that differently?
Yeah, you're a Mario gay.
Did you say Mario?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's a Dina Diana moment. Whatever the hell your name is.
Well.
Moving on. Okay. Next release, we have two of the big, I would say these were like the two big releases of the week.
Yeah.
One we've pretty much already heard and one was a complete mystery. So the first one is Sam Smith, Love Goes. I already pretty much it was a done deal with this album because of all the singles we've already heard.
Yeah.
And I will say we've pretty much heard a bulk of the album, except it's pretty ballad heavy from the songs that we haven't heard, which are good. Sam Smith always has excellent ballads, but there's one song called Dance Till You Love Someone Else that is a bop. It is
so
an up tempo. It's really, really good. Yeah. And, you know, there's so many that came out already. Diamonds, My Oasis, How Do You Sleep, Dancing with a Stranger. We stand them all. So I think it's a really, really strong album. I need to live with it a little bit more. Hopefully do a review, but super into it.
I love To Die For.
Yes, yes.
Like, I literally died for it.
You died for it.
I also feel like this whole album is extremely cohesive.
It is. This is definitely a breakup album, a moving on, Past a Person kind of album.
Mm-hmm. Another one is so good. Ugh.
Yeah. Yep, very, I'm in the corner watching you kiss her vibes. It's very that.
I feel like I'm starting to have emotions this year.
That's wonderful. That's really good. You're making breakthroughs.
I know. I feel like I'm, you know, the ice is melting.
It's good, just as the ice is approaching.
It's melting in the North Pole and in my heart.
Oh, that's sweet.
Good thing I know how to swim. Else do I really... Fire on Fire is so good.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Definitely recommend. And the merch is really cute. If you go to the shop, it's all like flower and garden themed. It's very cute. Very spring.
Daisy. Here I go. I'm never going to stop doing... Well, I'll stop doing that. A little vamp, man. Promise me no promises. Nuh-uh. Okay, anyway.
It's probably time to get into the main ponytail of the night.
Oh, yeah.
Miss Ariana Grande is here once again with her sixth studio album, Positions.
Now, before we get into Positions, because speaking of... digital queens of pop and video games.
Oh.
If you play League of Legends and you're gay like us, keep scrolling, keep listening. So one of our friends is playing Oriana, the character, recently.
Oh, yes. There's one with one letter off from Ariana. Yeah. Yes.
And they were like, oh my God, stream Positions in chat. And someone was like, oh my God, I didn't know Oriana had a single. It's like, no, it's Ariana, not Oriana.
Close enough.
We're finding our tribe.
Yeah, finding our small joys where we can, and that includes telling people to stream Positions on.
Yeah, in
telling
our chat.
Straight boys. Yeah.
Yeah, idiot bitch.
All right. Well, Positions is here now. Okay. I mean, I did a little review moment about the album, which I believe is a good album. It's a cute girl. I've been seeing some mixed moments on reviews. I saw a headline say it was her first miss. I saw generally a lot of 3 out of 5s, actually, which is kind of my vibe. That's kind of where I'm at with it. Maybe a little higher than that, though.
Didn't you give her 3.5 disco balls?
I did. 3.5 out of 5. I think it's like a solid 7 out of 10 for me. I like the album. It's very listenable, very enjoyable, very cohesive. I just think it doesn't have certain heights that maybe past albums. Like, it's not touching No Tears Left to Cry, not touching Touch It, which is my favorite, Ari. There are certain heights that I don't think it reaches. I think it's all level.
Right.
It's good.
A little subdued.
Yeah. I just don't, you know, and that's fine, especially as a body of work. It totally works. I think POV is a pretty good standout, though. I think she definitely has like a bit of a Mariah moment there vocally and with the harmonies and everything. I mean, I see one thing that came up is Gen Z. These gays are really dragging Motive with Doja. All these gays are calling it H&M music. And I'm like,
who's
okay,
that?
What? Like H&M. Like if you go to H&M, they're calling it like the elevator music that plays while you're shopping.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, I don't really.
I thought that was like a group that I didn't know.
H&M music.
I'm like, who the fuck is H&M? I'm like, I'm so.
It's the spiritual successor to PC music. It's coming soon. It's the future. But yeah, I thought that was a bit harsh because I'm like, just because it's enjoyable, like mid-tempo-y, boppy. I don't know.
Right.
Just, like,
none of you have been inside of an H&M in 7 months.
That's true. They're forgetting.
Right. Like.
Yeah, I don't know. I you know, it's fun. It's very wink, wink. 34 plus 35. Obviously, everyone had a freak out about those lyrics because, you know, 69. But I don't know. Clearly, her sexiest album. Clearly, very. I called it Horny on Main. This is her most like overtly sexual album, and she's 27. She's allowed. It's bedroom bangers. It's definitely like trap pop, R&B, very R&B, sexy, fun. I don't think it's going to stand out for me for the year as a favorite, but I don't think it's bad. It's kind of where I'm at with it. What about you?
I enjoyed it. I was like,
yeah,
you know, some of the people were like, oh, I don't think T. Kyle's going to like it because it's very sexual.
That's true. I did have that worry.
But like, I was bopping to Nasty, Motive.
Yeah, I feel like disco-y you would like one?
Love Language.
Love Language is a real highlight for
really
sure.
Really stood out for me. Again, very cohesive. Like, I just listened through it and I was like, okay, you know, it's a mood.
It's a mood.
Yeah, I can't really, I don't like, that's the thing is too, is I feel like everyone streamed it at midnight and then everyone was trashing it in my feed before I even
really
had a chance.
Really fast.
I was like, okay, hold on a second. First of all, just admit that you all downloaded it illegally because it leaked or whatever.
It did leak a week early, which is bizarre. It doesn't happen anymore this time, this day and age.
It was like instant people trashing it. And I'm like, hold on. Can y'all just log out and just...
That's what I was noticing on TikTok. At least what I was being fed was like all these twinks doing the like comparison thing. And all of them were like, no thanks, no thanks. This album's so bad. And I'm like...
Okay.
This is like,
I could name at least 50 other things that have happened this year that are a little worse.
Yeah, that's than positions. Very true. Agreed. I think it's a cute girl. I enjoy it. I'm definitely vibing with it. You know, it.
I also feel like with her, it doesn't. I mean, this whole year is different, and to me, this could be like thrown away without a tour, and it's fine.
That's true, and like, it's going to be. To it, she just said she's not doing it until 2022.
Oh. So there
she's
go.
Like, I'm not even considering touring until then.
Yeah. So there's your answer for everyone who's like, oh, this is just, you know, not enough.
Well, as we talked about on the podcast before, she also said she's uncomfortable with the idea of being a pop girl that has big eras. She said in a tweet, like, she doesn't really love that idea. She likes just putting it out as it comes. So this doesn't have to be a huge statement piece either.
No.
It's just like, she definitely had a vibe. She's like enjoying having sex with her man. She, and frankly, if you really think about Ariana's life, she went from Sweetener and Thank You Next, which was the Manchester bombing, followed by Pete Davidson ups and downs, followed by the Mac Miller death. And those were incredibly heavy moments. So it's not the worst that she's just chilling and having fun on this album. It's like, give her a fucking break.
Yeah.
Like, this feels light thematically. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's still like, working through the trauma sort of feelings, especially in like POV and more of the like vulnerability in the album. But you got to like also consider just the insane experience of her career that she's had, which she's hit some significantly bad moments personally. And
right, traumatic, of course, moments. And
traumatic, undeniably. So, you know, if she wants to stay in bed and have some fun and do Nasty in my hair and stuff like that, it's like, I don't blame her. And we're in a pandemic.
Know what else I was thinking too? Two things. One, this album kind of pairs with the Sam Smith album in a way. Like, I feel like both are very vibey. Positions has like a sexual edge to it. And then Sam's album has the like the strings are attached a little bit, like the sadness, the you know, relationships, which I can't relate, but like I'm sure one day I will be like I mean, my whole life has just been the song Another One, basically, but like they kind of go together, like they feel the same in a way.
Yeah, one's a bit in the moment, getting swept up in love, and the other's the breakup. And
right,
the,
like one's the grinder hookup, and then the next one's like how you feel the morning after.
Absolutely.
I'm sure you can relate to that.
Absolutely. This really speaks to my experience of position. So, yeah, I see that. I see that. Yes.
Also, I think this year, while, you know, whatever, it's been a year, I feel like everyone's kind of going back, even though Ariana doesn't want to have an era. I feel like the albums that have come out this year feel super cohesive in ways that they haven't necessarily in a while, if that makes sense.
I could see that. If you have to hunker down and sort of come up with something, maybe without distractions, that this album era moment is
like it more felt cohesive. Very like everyone was just pushing singles for the longest time. And now I feel like it's kind of circling back to, okay, let's give a vibe, a cohesive moment, another planet that we can send everyone to.
Yeah.
A dance floor that doesn't exist. You know what I mean? Like, it's sort of like creating these little worlds. That
experiences.
Yes. We need to get back to that.
I agree with you, and I think we've got plenty of time to do that. I miss loud era Rihanna,
basically.
Speaking of covers, the Sam Smith cover is gorgeous. I think that's a great shot, Sam. And then the Positions one's not my favorite, but that's okay. I like that cute little flower earring that became a Twitter emoji.
Mm-hmm. I never saw it.
Yeah, when you like it on Twitter, it turns into that flower emoji. Like if you mention of it.
Mine were still hearts.
Oh.
Do you remember when they were faves?
Yes. I do remember when they were faves.
The Gen Z will never understand.
They'll never understand how easy we had it. Yeah.
fave this tweet. Sub faves. Do you remember all that drama? Oh, the days.
Yes. Well, in short, I will say, once again, I feel like the backlash is swift and
unnecessary.
Unnecessary. I think you need to live with an album like this. I think it's vibey and enjoyable. I could kind of see right off the bat that it's not hitting any particular heights that she has in the past, and that doesn't mean that it's not a good album, but I feel like it's being criticized in a way that is also way over the top. So, you know, one of the big criticisms is like, okay, she's done this sound for like two albums, but I don't necessarily think that's a problem.
She's got a point.
It's more like, I don't know that, you know, I don't know how this album lives on. I haven't lived with it.
But people would have complained though if like Ariana put out this album that was like Dangerous Woman 2.0 with like chart topping hits, you'd all be sitting at home. You wouldn't be able to fucking go out and dance to it, and you'd be pissed too. Like, what the fuck do you want? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, everyone's gonna be angry about everything anyway. And right. Even my favorite albums this year, people were so rude about. So you pick your battles, and it does not, in my opinion, it doesn't deserve the intense, I wouldn't say intense backlash, but I've seen some pretty unfair criticisms of it versus some fair criticism. And there have been some like points made in some of the more critical reviews, but
who else didn't deserve the unnecessary criticism?
So many people, but who?
You, but also
also me, yeah.
Sam Smith.
Mm,
I was thinking about it while I was listening today, and I was like, you know what? The gays were so mean to Sam, especially around Sam's weight loss. And I just felt like that was all so unnecessary. And
there's a lot of that. And I feel like that's a whole other thing we can get into, where I feel like we eat our own and we'll never allow someone from the community to get too big without tearing them down. But yeah. I feel like that's a whole other, I agree with you. I think that's kind of one of our problems and even insecurities, is that when you look at Sam, Troy, Lil Nas X, the way that our own kind of destroy each other is so toxic. And it's like, who is the perfect person then? Like, there's always a reason that they're not good enough to represent us, or to, you know, be the gay pop star or whatever, the queer pop star of the moment. And it's like, well, nothing ever seems to be good enough for most. But then it's also like, that's the chatter of the internet. That's the nature of these things. But I definitely agree that I think Sam made some missteps at the beginning of their career of talking about dating, and has really come a long way. There have been some more annoying interviews and sound bites, I think, that I can remember about, like, you know, like talking down about dating apps. But now they're very open about, they just got kicked off Hinge, I think. So this is growth. This is somebody who came out kind of in the public eye anyway at around the same time. And Lord knows I was a fucking mess when I had just come out with my opinions and beliefs and behavior. And I think that goes for everyone. So I think this is just somebody who's growing under the public eye, and I think flourishing and really coming into themselves more than ever. So, you know,
I agree.
Sometimes I'm annoying too.
So,
right.
Y'all listen to me sing every fucking week. So
I think sometimes, and I don't want to encourage it, but I think sometimes those voices do help get you on the right track to becoming your best self.
Yeah.
Either to prove people wrong, or maybe they do call out something problematic, or they do have a point. But there's a difference between that and just bullying. And I definitely have seen both sides of that with Sam, but I think they're in a really good place just musically and with who they are. And I don't know, very into this current moment for Sam.
Yeah. This album's Ariana, really good.
Yeah. As long as Ariana's loving her stuff, then good for her, because
that's
it's
all that
not
matters.
Easy to be happy right now. So
no, exactly.
If she is, she's got a cute boyfriend. She's like doing it all over.
Oh,
like,
she does?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Yeah, she's been keeping this one more low-key.
Smart.
But his name is Dalton Gomez, and they're like 7 months together.
Oh, and where have I been?
Well, this was just not as high profile because he's not really like a celeb. So they've been cutesy together. He also helped her with that Rain On Me PSA with Gaga, like dumping the water on her. I believe that was Dalton. Yeah. I think he's a real estate agent.
Selling
which
Sunset.
Which is a good thing. Selling Sunset, honestly. I think that's a good vibe. Versus another celebrity, that can always be tricky.
Wow.
So.
Well, another
must
week.
Be nice. Another week, another big release week, but next week's going to be even bigger.
It's cuffing season. And I'm like, oh, I don't know why I just. I feel like after listening to these albums today, I was like on my walk and I was like, oh.
Very single.
But then I was also thinking, like, after finishing the Mariah book, when she was saying how she met Tanaka in 2006.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, did I meet someone 14 years ago that maybe.
Yeah, you're like doing the math. You're like, who did I meet at the Kelly Clarkson concert that.
Right. I'm like, are they out there?
Probably.
Yeah.
So slide into Kyle's DMs this weekend.
Preferably if you live in New Zealand.
Honestly.
Because I want to. We'll find out next week, but.
Oh, yeah.
Anywho, so.
Oh, yeah. Everyone stay safe and stay well during this tumultuous week. Now, hopefully there's going to be a light at the end of the week and hopefully some good news and some stability, God willing. But
well,
at the very
there
least,
will be some light reflecting off of a disco ball. I'll tell you that.
There you go.
So here we go. Next week is going to be a roller coaster. So we don't know what we're going to do next weekend with the podcast. We don't know what's going to happen.
With life.
We're going through it too, but we encourage you to get out and vote this week. If you are in the United States, you have 2 more days. Election Day is on the 3rd. Please get out and vote. And then next week.
Yeah, we were gonna dress up in all of our era outfits, but we just didn't have time.
Oh my God, what would our eras be? 7 years of 7 different clown wigs.
Yeah. Just me in different tank tops. I don't really know.
So next Saturday, 8 p.m. Eastern time, Kylie Minogue, not sponsored, is doing her Infinite Disco. Now, the album also drops on Friday.
The day before. Okay. Yeah.
Do we think she's going to perform the entire album during Infinite Disco?
I don't know if it's the entire, but I know it'll be a lot of it. And she is going to perform on GMA.
Oh.
She's doing GMA the same day that it comes out.
Okay.
And so there's going to be plenty of promo moments. She says she'll be doing selections and fan favorites and classics during it. So we'll have to see.
Here I go. Can get you out of my head.
Little vampin.
Oh, wow.
Hopefully that'll be a bright light at the end of the week.
Yeah. So I'm thinking about just not listening to the album and just watching the stream and like having. I might just do that. You know, I want to have fun.
Okay, you do that. And I will be probably up till 3 a.m. reviewing it and miserable the next day. But we're going to get through it.
We're all going to have fun.
That's right. All right. Well, this is quite a week.
I just like for a second paused and I was thinking, you know, okay, I'm going to edit this, get it up. And then I was like, oh, like this week, this is the week.
This is the week, and it's going to be great, and we're going to have a hell of a 2021. That's it. We're manifesting it under the blue moon of Halloween.
It's gonna be so bad.
Oh, wait, no, that's bad. We can't play that during the blue moon.
Blue moon, we are sending up our praises to the man on the moon, and that's it.
Yes, that's all we can do.
Yes.
Okay. Well, thank you everyone for joining us for a
happy Halloween spectacular.
Quite a ride today. Yeah. Roller coasters and all types of riding going on this week.
Switching up positions too.
And me mentally. All right, we gotta go. So come chat with us on Discord. I don't know, maybe we'll play Among Us with the girls, and yeah. But until next week, we hope that you stream positions.
Yes, we do.
And stay safe and sane.
Have a happy Halloween, however you decide to celebrate it, except not in a 400-person fucking warehouse.
Yeah, no. Boobicked by yourself. All right, well, until next week. Well, no, just kidding. Until next time, we will...
See you.
Soon.
Here we go.
Oh, God.
Play it one more time. Lead them out.
All right. Here I go.
Little vamping. And guess what? No one opens the door. For a native New Yorker. Here I go. Oh.
Well, Brad, good luck.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.